Jill Stedman is here with the business news.
Thanks, Sonia. Most consumers don't trust Black Friday deals. That's according to new research by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. The findings are being released ahead of Black Friday, which takes place this day next week. We're joined now in studio by Gráinne Griffin, Director of Communications at the CCPC. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Why do you think consumers are so wary of Black Friday deals?
What we see is a really high level of cynicism really amongst consumers as to whether or not they're really getting the bargains that businesses claim. Consumers just don't trust the discounts. They don't necessarily trust that they're genuine, despite the fact actually that the law has been tightened up significantly there in recent years. So there are very strong obligations on business in that regard to make sure that their prices and discounts are accurate and transparent. But that said, even though consumers might be cynical, there's still a very high number of shoppers who are planning on hitting the sales next weekend. Like over one in three consumers are planning on shopping, with a lot of them planning on really getting a start on the Christmas. 82% of them are looking for Christmas presents.
Okay, and what sort of action can the CCPC take if fake sales are identified?
So we have a whole range of enforcement powers as Ireland's consumer authority, and it can go right up to prosecution. So businesses can potentially see themselves in court if those discounts are not genuine and aren't put forward correctly to consumers.
There are rules on how companies have to display prices. Will you remind us of those?
Yep. So when a business is putting something up for sale, you have to put up the prior price of the good. And the reference period for that is 30 days. It's the lowest price in that period. So a business can't just inflate the price the week before. You can't just and then put a line through it on the day of Black Friday and claim this amazing discount. It doesn't work like that. The discounts have to be genuine. And also it has to be the prior price. You can't put up RRP or recommended retail price or some other kind of piece of information and pretend that that's what you're discounting from. That's misleading and it's simply illegal.
Okay, are online sales more popular now than in-store events?
So definitely, look, it is an online phenomenon and the vast majority of consumers are planning on shopping online. But there is actually a surprisingly high number, perhaps 59%, who say that they're also going to be going into the high streets, and particularly young people actually more likely to go in and say, look, they're going to do both. They're going to go online, but they're also going to be going in store to see what they can pick up.
What sort of items are people planning to buy this year?
Well, actually, it's changed. So this has always been an online phenomenon with a really, really strong emphasis on technology and electronic products. And this year, what we've seen is actually the shift is over to clothing, footwear and jewellery. And that's come in very firmly in the top spot. So it does seem like that's where consumers are looking this year.
You asked consumers about the payment methods they plan to use. What did they say?
So most people are, they're going to be going in, they're going to be using their debit card, it's coming out of their account, they're not using a credit product, so that's something good to see. Actually, young people potentially more likely to use cash, which is interesting, but also perhaps a little bit unexpected.
And younger people are more vulnerable during the sales. Why is that?
Well, what we know is that younger people are more likely to trust the discounts in the first instance, but they're also less likely to potentially do that shopping around or that bit of research to see, is this actually the bargain that I think I'm getting? They are potentially a bit more trusting and therefore a bit more vulnerable potentially to scams or to be misled by retailers.
Okay, Gráinne Griffin, Director of Communications at the CCPC, thanks for joining us.